We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And who needs no introduction, but we'll give him one anyway. It is Scott Miller from Bleacher Report. Hi, Scott Miller. How are you?
Hello, buddy? Scotty.
Hey, guys. Nice to be with you. I'm going to start, if I may.
Absolutely.
A real quick glimpse behind the scenes of the life of a baseball writer. Ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay. So I start 6:30 this morning. I did TV today. I did Padres postgame on Fox Sports San Diego. So I had to be down to the TV studio, obviously, 9 a.m. game, early start. So before I even left home, I'm working on this story for Bleacher Report, you know, on Mike Trout signing a long-term deal with the Angels. So at 6:30 this morning, there's a restaurant he likes to go to, a little hometown spot in Millville, New Jersey, where he's called the name, called Jim's Lunch. So 6:30, I called yesterday. They're busy. They say, you know what, they get a little bit of a slow time from 9:30 to 10:30. Jim's Lunch, 6:30 this morning, I called. I do a couple interviews with a couple of the manager of Jim's Lunch, talking about hometown kid Mike Trout. Then I go downtown, Padres game. Post game. So here's what I'm leading up to, because you both have met my wife, and Chris, you work with him. So after this long day today, I'm sitting here on my back deck of my home having a glass of wine with my wife, and not many radio shows I'd say yes, but you guys I'll talk to anytime.
Aww. See, that's why we love you, Scott.
That's
that
cool.
Is why we love you, man.
Tell Kim thanks for that, because we know that if Kim said no, you wouldn't be on the show.
I can guarantee you my wife would have said no, and I wouldn't have been on the show, for sure.
Very cool of you, Scott. Very cool. All right, we just did our countdown a little while ago. Our top five surprising teams in baseball so far could be either surprisingly good or surprisingly bad. Who would you put at the top of your list? You know, either way, the team whose record surprises you the most right now.
That's a good question, especially since I didn't prep for that question.
I know. I'm sorry. I should have told you.
I'll just give you my gut reaction. Probably speaking as a writer, you got to go negative, right? You got to be cynical. So just a gut reaction would be surprising in a bad way. It has to be the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they're pitching. There you go. Very good. Yeah. Very good answer, Thomas Andrews. I like that answer. Thomas is our resident Red Sox fan, so I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I mean, Chris Sale, it's like you can't – you never would have been able to predict that Chris Sale would be struggling this bad. I mean, their whole rotation, really, other than David Price, I mean, the Red Sox, for being World Series champs and what they've done and who they have, I mean – even Mookie Betts said about a week into the season, he called himself out for being bad, and he's picked it up since. He said, I got to pick it up. He has, but the rest of the team hasn't.
Yeah, Scott, that's an interesting part of this game, right? Because it always seems to happen when we least expect it to some of the best pitchers in the league, and then it's a matter of how quickly they adjust, right? Because we saw it with Clayton Kershaw, and it's seemingly he's adjusted this year and is pitching like the Clayton Kershaw we've seen. I want to ask you a little bit about the Minnesota Twins. I mean, I picked this team to – I don't know if I picked them to win division. I know I
you did.
I know I definitely had them going to the playoffs. Is this as much a surprise around baseball as it is to us?
You know, I think to a degree. I think, Tony, I like some of their offseason moves. You know, signing Nelson Cruz and especially signing Marwin Gonzalez. I don't understand. I know Marwin Gonzalez didn't have the name recognition of Manny Machado or Bryce Harper. But in this day and age, the way baseball is played today, where everybody carries extra pitchers because starters don't go more than five or six innings, what that means is everybody's bench is short.
Yeah.
So because of that, I thought Marwin Gonzalez's value this winter was way more than some other teams did, because I thought, you know, he can play second, short, third. He can play outfield. And that guy is so versatile. And I couldn't believe he was out on the market for that long, because if you sign him, it's like signing three players with all the positions he can play. And it helps your bench. So I like the moves the Twins made. When I was in their camp in Fort Myers, Florida this spring, there was a real good feel. And you know, what's interesting to me about the Twins is just in the last 24 hours, they've already been having a good season, and they've been in first place. But Corey Kluber of Cleveland taking that line drive off the forearm last night, and now it looks like Kluber's going to be lost for a long time. It's like the Twins have had a really good season so far, and they have challenged the Indians. But with the Indians losing Kluber, it's like, by accident, the Twins have taken a huge – their fortunes have turned even more.
Yeah, good point. I think Jose Berrios, probably the best pitcher that nobody knows in Major League Baseball.
They know him in the American League.
Right, yeah.
Carving him up.
He is. He got his fifth win today, low ERA, low whip, all that stuff. Scott Miller's with us from Bleacher Report. Speaking of the free agent thing, Kimbrel and Keuchel, I don't want to even keep asking, but – I mean, is it now to the point where they're going to have to wait till after the draft so that the team that the team that signs them won't have to give up any draft picks? I mean, is it going to wait that long? Is it going to go the whole season? Is Baseball Players Association finally going to step up and say, what in the world is going on? How's this going to resolve itself, Scott?
Yeah, I think at this point it's going to go after the draft. I think they'll both sign with somebody probably after the draft, to where the team that signs them then won't lose a draft pick. It's absurd that these two are out there. I mean, Kimbrel especially, I mean, he could end up being a Hall of Fame closer, and yet he's out there, nobody signed him. And I was in Anaheim 2 weeks ago seeing the Blue Jays Angels, the old Vladdy Guerrero Jr. show, by the way, in with Toronto and Anaheim. And I talked to Scott Boras and his people that night, because they're always at Anaheim Stadium anyway. And the Keuchel, it's just, you know, he's working out at the Boras Corporation facilities in Newport Beach. He's throwing simulated games every fifth day. He's up to like 95 pitches. The point is, Boras and his people tell you, he's ready to step in. Now, obviously, throwing simulated games at a facility in Orange County is not the same as throwing to, you know, opposing teams. But, you know, they're just waiting. And I don't get the feeling either one's going to sign before the draft. We'll see. But back to your first question about surprises, good or bad, another surprise to me, and it ties in with Kimbrel, is the National League East.
Yeah.
You know, they, at least four of those five teams made, I thought, pretty good moves this winter to win. Now, I haven't looked at the standings today, but 2 days ago when I looked, the first-place Phillies were the only team over 500. Everybody else in the East was 500 or worse.
The Mets are one game over 500 now.
The Mets. Okay, yeah, with today, yeah, with Noah Syndergaard starring and doing it all today with the home run and the complete game. So the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals, Padres just played them on this trip. Both of those teams have horrific, horrific bullpens. Craig Kimbrel would be great in a Nationals uniform or Braves uniform. And yet, you know, they still continue to move along with bad bullpens, and Craig Kimbrel stays out there. So it's just, it's bizarre, this baseball world we're living in right now.
Bleacher Report, Scott Miller joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Scott, I want to ask you about the Diamondbacks. They clearly are the surprise, at least in my eyes, in the National League West. Can they keep this up? I mean, obviously, I think Adam Jones has been a huge addition for them, from an offensive standpoint, but they've been pretty good all around, plus 23 on run scoring differential. Is this a team that can continue this pace?
Yeah, that's a good question. Zach Greinke has been really good, and they've gotten some reasonably good pitching aside from him. But if Greinke can continue to do what he's doing, I think the Dodgers in the end, Tony, run away with the division. The Dodgers are just so deep, so good. But you get down to the two wild card spots, and I don't see any reason why the Diamondbacks can't challenge for one of the wild cards. I know over the winter they trade Paul Goldschmidt, and as soon as they did that, a lot of people jumped off the Diamondbacks and said, "Hey, you know, there's no way they trade Paul Goldschmidt. He's their franchise player." Well, I'd say Torey Lovello was very, very persuasive this spring talking about, look, we think we can compete. I know we traded Paul Goldschmidt, but what that wasn't a white flag. That was rearranging parts. And, yes, Goldschmidt, we're going to miss him. But we've got some guys that can play regardless. David Peralta signed Adam Jones. Eduardo Escobar at third base. He said, people might not think this, but we are going to compete. And a lot of, every manager is going to say that, right? Even Don Mattingly of the Marlins is going to be like, hey, we're going to compete. But Lovello, there was something different about Lovello's stat, and I tend to believe him, at least in terms of the wild card. And Tony, I know you know Adam Jones really well. I will say this. I love watching what he's doing right now, because what he's doing, to a large degree, is what a lot of us thought he could continue to do.
Yep.
And while he's doing it, he's shoving it in the face of all those teams.
He sure is. He sure is. Hey, it's funny you mentioned Kimbrel, because we're sitting here watching the end of the Washington-St. Louis game. Doolittle had to come in the eighth. And actually, he's on his trying to get a two-inning save here. He's just give up the leadoff hit in the ninth. Man, could the team like the Mets, who we just saw this weekend, or the Nationals, could use somebody like Kimbrel for sure.
Yeah.
He could be such a difference maker with a lot of teams. But since you mentioned the Mets and the Nationals, he could be the difference maker in the league East right now. I mean, look at this. Last year, we had an unprecedented two of the three National League divisions. We had ties for first place. We had an unprecedented game 163 in two different divisions last year. We had the Rockies play the Dodgers, and we had the Cubs play the Brewers. So I think of that when I think of Kimbrel and Keiko, because pennants aren't necessarily won or lost in September. And if you add Keuchel to somebody's rotation, or you add Kimbrel now to their bullpen, somebody's bullpen, maybe if you take last year's scenario where two different divisions had to go to 163 to determine the champion, I mean, Kimbrel or Keuchel could determine a division champion and save a team from a game 163 by signing them now.
Okay, we have one last question. It's more important than any of the others all put together, and then we're going to let you go back to your wine. You only have to answer one word, yes or no. Okay? Very simple. Is Craig Kimbrel an active player right now? Active major leaguer?
No.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Scott? Please go back to your wine, your wife, your
enjoy
lovely
the
day.
Rest of your evening.
Enjoy
brother.
The rest of your day. You are our hero forever. Tune into the rest of the show if you want to know why that answer was so important. And we'll see you probably out at the ballpark this weekend, sir.
I'll see you tomorrow night at Petco.
You got it.
See you, Scotty.
Yeah, I know, man.
All three games sold out.
I know. It's going to be great. Thanks, Scott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.